Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And daughter number one, Sheree, is with me. Sheree, been a while since you've been saltwater fishing, huh?
It's been actually quite some time
since
I've been saltwater fishing.
It's not very good in Kansas as a saltwater fishing.
No. We're lucky to find some water on some days, fresh or salt otherwise.
Well, we're going to be talking about some saltwater fishing. Let's do that first with Glenn Sanchez. He's filling in for Robbie Campo, who's taking some time off. We get a St. Bernard Parish fishing report. Glenn, how you doing on this gorgeous Saturday morning?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning. Wonderful day.
You know, we've had this stretch of really nice weather, man, except for that blow that came through. There was a couple days where the wind was just really, really blowing. But it's kind of settled down now. And what changes do you think people are going to have to make? Because we're into a pretty much a pattern there. You know, the fish were transitioning on the inside in places like Stump and Magnolia and Lena Lagoon and the cuts off Lake Bourne and all that was producing. Is all that going to continue, you think? What changes should people look for?
It's going to get better. Because with that blow, most of the bait ran out of the marsh, so the shrimp left, and you know, and now when you throw your bait out there, there's less for them to look at. So now they're going to jump on your bait a lot quicker. So actually, you know, after the first couple of fronts, they all of a sudden realize winter's coming. They got to eat everything that they see. So it's going to do nothing but get better from here on out.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a reinforcing front coming in, so the winds are going to be a little stiffer tomorrow than what they're going to be today. Today and this afternoon is going to be your day. It's going to warm up a little bit because we got a chilly start, but, man, it should be good. And I think if you arm yourself with a popping cork and either some live shrimp or some of your favorite plastics and head to some of those places you mentioned, you should be able to pick up on some nice trout.
Well, let me tell you, Don, when I say I fished for October, I fished 17 times in October this year. I killed it. And I've been catching a lot of fish on the bottom with live shrimp.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, you know. How deep of water are you fishing?
5-6 feet of water. I'll fish in some canals. Like, I mean, I'll catch them on the top, don't get me wrong. But the other day I fished with a guy and they just weren't biting on the top. So I went to the bottom and I started putting them in the boat. He goes, I never fished the bottom. And I thought to myself, I said, they're not always on the top.
Hey, I'll fish top, bottom, middle, three quarter, wherever the fish are, you got to find them.
Exactly. You know, I tell people, if you spitting on your hook and catching a fish every cast, I'm going to start spitting on my hook, or have you spit on my hook? Whatever it takes.
Yeah, you got it. That's what you got to do sometimes. How about the red fishing? What would you suggest for somebody who wants some redfish or puppy drum and, you know, not necessarily looking for trout, but maybe some sheephead? What would you suggest?
Fishing dead shrimp, either on the bottom, under a cork, next to a point or cut, and just sit there and wait for them to come through. You know, if they don't come through, move to the next cut or point or, you know, pocket. You just keep looking till you find them.
Yeah. Well, while you've been out there these 17 times, have you seen many ducks? And has there been any difference just in the last day or so?
Can you believe it? I can't even remember seeing one in 17 trips in the marsh.
Boy, that's bad.
Isn't that pitiful?
Yeah, it is.
I'll see the Mexican whistling ducks now and then fly over, but other than ducks, Nope, I haven't seen any. And I mean, I'm out there early in the morning. I'm out there late in the evening.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, season's getting ready to open, and let's hope for the next, between now and then, we get an influx of birds. That's the one thing about ducks, you know, they got wings and they can fly. So maybe one place one day and not there the next. But it doesn't sound good for that Biloxi Marsh area, you know, as much time as you spend out there, not to have seen a lot of ducks.
It's, you know, I mean, I am concentrating on fishing and not looking in the sky, but still when you're riding in the boat, you see them when they're flying. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, and I really haven't seen too many of them, so I'm glad I'm not a duck hunter anymore.
Yeah. If somebody's going to fish the big Mr. Go, what's happening in there? Can they pick up a few fish in the Mr. Go itself?
Oh, without a doubt. All the little drains that drain into the marsh on both sides, you know, on the north side. Heading up toward Violet from Shell Beach, they're doing well. They did real well yesterday along that way.
Yeah, and how's the bait holding up? What's it looking like?
Plenty bait, beautiful. It's waiting on the people to come put them in the boat.
All right. Well, the only difference is you're not behind there the cash register with the little net scooping them in. You're out there fishing.
Yeah, and I'm going again today. I'm starting November off right.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Glenn, for filling in for Robbie. I hope he has a good hunt up there, and we'll catch up with you next time and him next time, too.
All right, Don. Y'all have a great day, and everybody stay safe.
All right. As always, he says, stay safe. Great advice. All right. That was Captain Glenn Sanchez, a former owner of the Breton Sound Marina, fills in for Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. And we come back right after this. We got a couple of text messages. If you want to send us one, we found some ducks coming in, Cherie. We'll talk about that. 504-260-1870. Questions, comments. What do you think about the pogie boat industry? We don't know exactly what they're going to be asking for, but it's not to tell us they want to move further offshore. You can count on that. We'll be back right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque for Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.